These are the Kashi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kashi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to Kashi Tapes Podcast. John Hewlett and the Mighty One, Favaz. We're here today, and we're going to go back in time today and do an interview that I did with Larry the Cable Guy. And I was doing the morning show at that time with my partner at that particular moment, was Learn. And she may or may not be involved in the interview or not. I don't know exactly. I haven't listened to it, so this is
so we don't even know when it is. But I just happened to look him up, John, because I know it's going to come up. How much is Larry the Cable Guy worth? He's a comedian. How much do you think that comedian is worth?
I'm going to guess for him. I'm going to guess $25 million.
80.
Oh my gosh. Oh my lord.
80 million. So
wow,
good for him.
And I'm not a big fan of that brand of humor, but I can understand why some people would be.
Get her done.
Yeah, he does a good job with it, that's for sure. And this interview starts with him not actually really knowing yet that he was
on the air.
On the air. Sometimes that happens, unfortunately. But he was, and here's how that went.
What are you doing, Larry?
Well, I'm not doing nothing. I'm sitting up here. Are we on the air yet?
Yeah.
Oh, we is?
We is.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to tell you what I was going to do, but if I wasn't on here, I wasn't going to tell you. What I was going to do, because sometimes I call up, you guys ask me stories, and I get into this five-minute story, and then it gets big laughs, and then you go, well, hold on, we're going to go on here in 5 seconds. And then I wasted the story.
So yeah, I know.
I know what I was doing.
Larry, that happens to the stupid radio people. We're smart.
Yes.
Well, that's what I think it said on here. It was Mark Smart Radio people.
There you go.
Sometimes they messed up the marking. Well, but I know I'm up in Wisconsin on vacation with my kids. You ever been to Wisconsin in the summertime?
No.
No.
It lasts 48 minutes.
He's right.
It's cold.
Yeah. I want to go to Michigan. I hear Michigan's really nice in the summertime.
I hear it's beautiful.
And,
yeah.
Never been up there, but a lot of St. Louisans go there, too.
Yeah.
Up here right now.
Oh, my
Wisconsin
gosh.
Is the only place in the end of July where you can get pneumonia and a sunburn at the same time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I have friends who go up to Michigan all the time. They say,
God, I'm rechanneling myself. I think of the same things all the time.
The same thing can happen to you up there, I hear.
Well, man, it's always, every time I come up here, you can play this little piggy with my nipples. I mean, I don't know what's going on. This is where my wife's from, so this is where we come up with kids. Yeah.
So I guess that's where this tour comes in. We've been thinking tour. It sounds like you've been thinking about a lot lately, Larry.
Thinking about what?
Well, thinking about the weather. Sounds like. So what is the We've Been Thinking tour? Where did that name come up from?
Well, me and Jeff, I took a bunch of time off to be with the kids, and I tour all the time, and so we called it We've Been Thinking, me and Jeff, because we've been writing new jokes.
Mm-hmm. When he says Jeff, he's talking about Jeff Foxworthy.
Right.
We've just been sitting home doing nothing but thinking. because the tour, we've been thinking. But it's going to be a fun tour. You know, Jeff and I have been friends for a long time, and it's going to be fun to tour with him for a little bit and do some shows. I think the people are really going to enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I literally was on the road 240 days a year for the last 14 years.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
So Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy had a We've Been Thinking tour, but they also made a movie out of it. And it was 2016. So this is about when you guys did this interview.
Yes, about 5 years old.
Yeah.
And I took last year pretty much off to be with the kids and to do some other projects. So I didn't really do that many shows last year. And I just came up with a whole brand new act, and I'm so excited about it. I think it's the funniest one I've done yet. And I'm itching to get back out there and try it out on some people. So Jeff and I are teaming up. We're going back out the road.
So if you've seen Larry the Cable Guy in the past, this show is going to be totally new?
Yeah, it's all different.
Wow, fantastic. Have you ever been to KC Radio here in St. Louis, Larry? Do you remember? Because back in the 70s or 80s and early 90s, Jeff Foxworthy used to come in here all the time, and so did Bill Engvall. But I don't remember if you came through here.
I'll be honest with you, I can't remember.
Yeah.
So I was right. He didn't come.
He didn't care, John.
But, I mean, actually, I mean, I got to know Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, he was fun.
And Bill Engvall pretty well. And then we did an interview with Jeff Foxworthy, I think.
We did him on the Casey tapes.
Yeah, yeah. And I asked him if he remembered. He remembered me.
Oh,
he remembered
absolutely.
Smash. He remembered Casey. Yeah. He remembered that whole time period there when they used to spend a lot of time in St. Louis going to the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was so long ago. I can't remember what I did last Saturday. So. I remember St. Louis, so that's where that maid walked in on me when I was naked in a hotel.
Tell that story.
3 o'clock in the morning. She walked in on me, butt naked. I don't know what the hell she was doing in the elevator to begin with.
It's going to be a great show when you get to come here to the Peabody Opera House. You got so many fans here in St. Louis. We just enjoyed talking with you today, okay?
Yeah, I enjoyed it too, and it's always nice when Jeff and I can come to the Opera House.
Yeah, yeah. Peabody Opera House, October the 30th is the date on that. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
It's about time they class that joint up down there.
That's the end of the interview.
And that was the end?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we only had a short window with him.
Well, kind of like the Robbie Krieger one I clipped the beginning of last week's.
Yeah. Well, this is an edited version of the interview, too. I don't know where the full version is. It says, "You Man Edit."
Oh, okay.
So probably about 5 minutes got taken out for some reason.
Okay.
Maybe he got dirty. Maybe he got filthy. Maybe
he's not that type of guy.
No, he's not. You're right. No. Yeah, I probably screwed up. All right, there you go. That's Casey Tapes for this week. A super short version of the podcast, number 135. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan, and on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
You can follow me. Come on, let's go. AMF.
Bye.
The Casey Tapes with U-Man and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.